Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
All right, beautiful. Beautiful.
And we are back.
Yes. What is this? Anyway, let me pull myself up onto the air. How about that first? We'll do it. Whoa, that's not me. Anyway, while I muddle through this production part here, welcome to Both Mics, everybody. Would be great if we could hear you, Mike. That'd be awesome.
I thought I, like, took myself off mute. I guess I put myself on mute. Hey, guys. Both Mics is a show about nothing and everything. Mike Sofka.
That is Mike Taylor over there, and together we are Both Mics.
Yes, welcome to show number 114.
Crazy.
Not a number. Yeah, it's like things are flying here. Yeah, we are heard everywhere podcasts can be heard, live every Friday night on twitch.tv/BothMics, but due to technical difficulties, we are here Saturday afternoon to bother you.
But the good news is you could listen or watch us 24 hours just about everywhere. We're on something new. Spotify is doing video now. So we're on Spotify video as well as audio. So, of course, you can catch the video on YouTube, Facebook. There'll be a link on Twitter. You can catch us live on Twitch. You can go back on Twitch. You can go to the website, bothmics.com, and you can find old, archived. Everything's there. It's all there. I put it all out there. I'm not afraid. Yeah, yep. We're not the, you know, top-rated show yet, but hey.
No Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we're working on it. I'm trying to get Musk on my show to smoke weed.
That's next week, right?
Yes.
Next week's show?
Yes.
Cool.
So
cool.
Last show in 112, we talked about a giant cube coming out of the sun.
Yes.
And we were trying to make heads or tails of that. We were trying to make sense of it. Okay. Well, here's something else.
Okay.
I'm pulling up the video here. If you're watching it live on twitch.tv/bothmics, you're going to want to watch this. Now, here's a little diagram. These are different pictures of the sun here. And this is footage of 11 UFOs moving around the sun. One UFO even makes a U-turn. Now, this is the location. This is somewhere in South America, somewhere there. This guy's shooting this camera. It's a fancy camera, and he's trying to figure out
what is going on. What are these huge objects?
So anyway, some of the UFOs appear to be moving fast and some slow, some in a straight line and some in a curved path. And one UFO even passes the sun and makes a U-turn and moves back in the direction where it came from. So you'll be able to see this more clearly here in a second. They're going to slow it down. You see that little dot? I don't know. It's hard to see.
Yep, I see
it. Arrow on it.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine how fast that object must be going to go that quickly around what we're perceiving as the core of the sun there with this dramatic lens this guy has?
Well, it's all a matter of depth perception. If it's going around the sun, it's going fast. If it's a million miles closer, then you're just looking at it differently. So, it could be anything.
I'm just finding it fascinating that all of a sudden, in the past two episodes, I was able to come across something showing aliens flying around the sun. I mean, this is a great couple shows, because usually we just talk about aliens around Uranus.
But I'm bumped. Interesting.
Yeah, the video looked a lot better to me off doing this. So now they're going to zoom in and do it slower here on the video. You know what? The video's over 5 minutes long, so screw that.
Wow. We're going to move on. Yeah. Especially when you slow it down.
Yeah.
Come back here.
All right, so we've sent out pictures of ourselves into space. NASA has launched naked pictures of humans to space in hope of attracting aliens.
Okay.
It's according to NewYorkPost.com, so it must be true.
Who did this? NASA?
Mm-hmm. NASA scientists are sending images of naked humans to space to potentially make contact with aliens.
Okay, so are they beaming them into space, or are they like, they got their pictures back from Shutterfly, and they're putting it into a shoebox, and they're going to send that to outer space.
I think they just shot a thumb drive off a bottle rocket, and they're hoping it's going to go somewhere.
Nice.
NASA scientists plan to launch pictures of naked humans into space in hope of luring aliens to us. The depictions will also include an invitation to respond should an intelligent alien race find the space nudes. Fortunately, the hypothetical aliens shouldn't be too shocked by the unsolicited nudes. Yeah, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to reach out to other intelligent civilizations, and the first thing we're going to show them is a dick pic.
Right? Yeah.
NASA scientists revealed the image in a study that's part of a project called Beacon in the Galaxy, or BitGeek, B-I-T-G. The main aim of the BitGeek project is to send a message to any alien civilizations that could be out there. Scientists think the pixelated illustration of a naked man and woman waving hello could finally help us make... number one, I'm an alien being, and I'm out there in space, and I come across this. How do I know you raising your hand isn't like, yeah, up yours? I don't know what that symbol means.
That's like giving the middle finger to a Martian. And if that's the picture that they're sending up, that we're in deep doo-doo.
It looks like one of your kids drew that with a potato, Mike.
Right? Is that a DNA strand across the right margin there? What is that?
I don't know. And does the guy have two penises, or what's going on there?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out either. But yeah,
so
I like the way the Martian, the way he's depicted. Obviously, he's in a human form because he has pecs, which probably means he has lungs and ribs. So, yeah,
and he has a nose. You don't normally see a nose on those aliens. I often wonder how they breathe.
Yeah, well, the same way Michael Jackson did, I guess.
Nice. The scientists explain their study through the concept of mathematics in human terms is potentially unrecognizable to extraterrestrial intelligence. Binary is likely universal across all intelligence. So that's why this image is like that. It's an analog type image. It's binary.
Oh, okay.
They added the proposed message includes basic mathematical and physical concepts to establish a universal means of communication, followed by information on the biochemical composition of life on Earth. See, this is real smart. What we're doing is we're sending out how to friggin' blow us up and defeat us out into nowhere, hoping someone finds it. Binary is the simplest form of mathematics and involves only two opposing states, 0 and 1, yes or no, black or white, mass or empty space. They added the proposed message includes mathematical physical concepts, da 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 da.
What if at this alien planet, 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4?
Right. Know?
So how do they know? Maybe they do know.
Well, they're saying math is universal.
Well, yeah, not necessarily. It's universal to us. You know? Who knows what other places possibly might be doing?
Of course, this isn't new. The Pioneer plaque sent to space on the 1972 Pioneer 10 and 1973 Pioneer 11 missions also featured drawings of naked humans.
I don't get it.
I think they also sent it up on a record, but the record, instead of being made of vinyl, was made of gold. And I'm thinking, some alien's going to find that and go, oh, we're looking at more. It's like gasoline to them. They take the record right off the Pioneer and they throw it in a gas tank.
Right? It's
the naked pictures of us are in some salvage yard in Mars.
Right.
Our naked image is being sold on the, what's that show that they have on PBS where they go around and tell you how your old shit is worth something? Antiques Roadshow.
Yes. Yeah.
What you have here is the analog version of the naked human.
Right.
All right, so check this out. This guy's a flat earther.
Okay.
We've kind of touched on this in the past, but the one thing I touched on, and I'll say it again, they tweeted from the Flat Earth Society that they have members all around the globe.
Nice.
And that is a true tweet. You can check that one out. But this is a picture of a guy. He's a flat earther. He spent $20,000 trying to prove the earth is flat, and he accidentally proved that it's round.
Nice.
In one of the most satisfying TV moments we can recall, this according to newcars.com, a group of conspiracy theorists accidentally spent thousands of dollars to prove yet that the earth is indeed round. This scene is from a new Netflix documentary called Behind the Curve, which follows a group of flat earthers, a small but growing contingent of people who firmly believe in a conspiracy to suppress the truth that the earth is flat. One of the flat earthers is this guy in the picture here, Bob Nodal, who hosts a YouTube channel entirely dedicated to the theory, who is one of the team relying on a $20,000 laser gyroscope to prove the earth doesn't actually rotate, except it does. What we found is that when we turned on the gyroscope, we found that we were picking up a drift. Wow, that's kind of a problem. A 15 degree per hour drift. Now, obviously, we were taken aback by that. We obviously were not willing to accept that, so we started looking for an easy to disprove it was actually registering the motion of the earth. You know what they say, if your experiment proves you wrong, just disregard the results.
What's the guy holding? It looks like he's holding one of those Roomba vacuums.
Some sort of gyroscope they created to prove that the earth is flat. And I don't think that... You know what? I could have told them the earth was round for 10 grand. I would have saved them 10 grand.
Right? Yeah.
We could have split the money, Mike. We could each made 5 grand.
I remember when I was little and the sun... I always thought the sun... I must have been really young, at least 16. the moon, the sun came down, and like people brought it down like a Goodyear blimp. It had like ropes on it, and people would guide it into this field over by this high school on the other side of town. And I always thought that's how it worked. and of course, the moon always follows you.
So yes,
that was a tricky one too. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. You know what it's like to be young and dumb.
Okay, well, one appears to be a sheriff or a corrections officer.
Mike, this is only the biggest news sweeping the country right now. Remember when that guy and that girl, they were living in their van going to national parks, and he killed her, and then he came back to Florida and all that? And this is sweeping the nation. This is that next thing. This is already a week old, Mike. This is according to CNN.com. Missing Alabama inmate and corrections officer abandoned their vehicle last week. Officials are investigating whether they have another car. So what happens is she's working at the jailhouse. This woman here, okay?
Yeah.
She ends up, her name is Vicky.
Vicky dumbass.
Or Casey White. Yada, yada. Hold on a second here. Vicky White and Casey White. I guess maybe they got married. I don't understand how they have the same last name here. I didn't understand that part. Anyway, listen. They found the vehicle. She was a corrections officer, and he was an inmate. And he was supposed to go to a court appearance. And they were letting him out to go on a court appearance. And they came up with some sort of delay. And she told the guards that were taking the other people to the courthouse that she would just take the last one in her car. Well, they never saw them again. And a couple miles down the road, they found out that the night before she had rented like a roadside motel. And then they found their car like a mile from that, her corrections vehicle. Then they've discovered pictures of her with alternate hair colors. Then they're trying to track them. They're trying to find these people here. So it took them a little while to say yes. Yeah, and this is a vehicle that they picked up and then they abandoned this vehicle. They're not sure what they're driving now. There's a picture of her with dark hair, short and long. And there's the tattoos on this guy. He has a rebel flag on the back. These all look like prison art to me, but I don't know.
Who knows?
So basically, it took 3 or 4 days for these two to for this to really make national news, for them to really make a lot of news. And the reaction on Facebook and Twitter has been phenomenal. They're like, ah, I knew it. And there's all these people that are, you know, we're all looking for the Casey Anthony thing. We're all looking for the OJ Simpson thing. And I'm not saying right. we as in me as well. I'm just saying that as people in general, we're fascinated when a whole nation can come enthralled with a case or something like this and everybody can get behind it. And
so
you haven't heard
is the general public cheering these guys on like Thelma and Louise or what?
I think it was just people wanting to prove themselves right. Like, hey, I knew she was involved with him, because at first they didn't know what to think. They thought, well, maybe he overpowered her. Maybe he took her hostage. Maybe, you know, all these things. Right. But apparently they've developed a relationship. Yeah. Not good. She's 56.
Wow.
He's 38.
Not a good way to spend your senior years in jail.
The two are not related, but they just happen to have the same last name.
Interesting.
The subject should be considered dangerous and may be armed with an AR-15 rifle, handguns, and a shotgun. There is a reward up to $5,000 for information leading onto the location of the officer and $10,000 for information leading to the capture of the inmate. This is in Alabama.
Unreal. So, yeah. Next state, you know, two states over is Texas. Make a left turn right into Mexico.
Well, no wonder why she loves him. Casey White. This is the guy, Casey White, okay? And again, they're not related. They're not married. Same last name. Casey White in 2015 threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend and her sister and said he wanted police to kill him.
Nice, nice. Murder by, or suicide by cop?
I guess.
I think isn't he in jail for murder?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in the Lauderdale County Jail waiting trial for capital murder charges against him and was also serving a 75-year sentence for a series of crimes murder. In which he committed in 2015.
Yeah. So he was, I think, in jail for murder and going on trial for murder again. So, nice. 75 years. Why bother? Save the taxpayers money.
Now, the sheriff's office is saying this is not the Vicky White they know. She was an exemplary employee, an unblemished record. The sheriff could not provide a reason why the officer allegedly aided the escape, saying the behavior isn't the Vicky White we know. The officer made some significant financial decisions leading up to April 29th escape, including selling her home for well under market value. The house sold for $95,000, documents show, but county records list the current total parcel value of $235,000.
So she's stupid, too.
Vicky White and Casey White's relationship can be traced to 2020 when the inmate was taken to Lauderdale County for arraignment on murder charges. I mean, what? Here's a new inmate. He's in on murder. Oh, my God. It's love at first sight. What do you... The pair had a special relationship that was confirmed in part by other inmates who told authority Casey White was getting extra food on his trays and was getting privileges no one else got.
Must be nice. It's not who you know. It's who knows you.
I thought you were going to go with it's not who you know, it's who you blow. I thought that's what you were going for there. That's
no.
Jail thing. Yeah. That's...
A guy I worked with, I said that once. It's not who you know, it's who you blow. And he goes, no, you're wrong. It's not who you know, it's who knows you. Because, like, you can claim to know, you know, the president of IBM. He doesn't know you. He doesn't mean squat.
Well, I mean, there's some validity to that. All right. This is interesting. They've come up with something fascinating. This is real big breaking medical news. This is according to TheGuardian.com.
Yes.
Man who received landmark pig heart implant dies of pig virus.
Nice. You talk about irony.
I know, right? David Bennett died 2 months after groundbreaking surgery in which a genetically modified pig's heart was transplanted into him. The 57-year-old pig... That dude's 57, dude.
Ow. Wow.
He looks like 77, 87.
I was going to say 77.
The 57-year-old patient who survived 2 months after undergoing a landmark pig heart transplant died of a pig virus. In January, Bennett, a handyman who suffered from heart failure, underwent a highly experimental surgery at the University of Maryland's Medical Center, which doctors transplanted a genetically modified pig's heart. Shortly after undergoing the surgery, Bennett died in March. The hospital simply said his condition had worsened over the span of a few days, but did not provide an exact cause of death. And after a few, that I guess they came out and said, yeah, no, he had a pig virus.
That's scary.
Obviously, yeah. There were all kinds of waivers signed, and this was this guy's last hope. I mean, I don't him, you know, taking them to the cleaners and, you know, making a lot of bacon on this.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, no sense of getting pig-headed over this, you know.
Right? Yeah. You muddy the waters.
Yes.
That.
He doesn't shit where he eats. That's a different corner.
Right? Yeah.
So.
They don't blow his house down.
So it brings me to my question here. Okay. You're in a bad situation like this guy was. And they come to you and they go, look, you ain't going to make it, dude. You got one chance. That's if we take this pig heart and put it in you. What do you say?
I don't know.
If you're Jewish, you can't do it. I mean, I'm.
Well, yeah. Yeah, obviously. The whole pork thing.
Or Muslim, yeah.
Yes. And that's why those Muslims are so angry, is because, you know, they can't eat bacon. If they had bacon, they wouldn't be so riled up.
Yeah. Oh, you know, if we just had a rib cook-off with a bunch of Muslims and Jews, we could get them all around the same table.
Yeah. But God, you're 57. You're essentially not that old. But, you know, if you're on death's door, do you do it to be able to forward the you know, medical research by, you know, volunteering? You know, do they charge you for this experimental whatever they do, even though they've been putting pig hearts in people for decades?
So where do you get this pig heart? You go down to Winn-Dixie and they got, you know, next to the gizzards, yeah. Or how's that work?
Yeah, well, it's genetically modified, so I wonder if the pig is actually born in a laboratory
on a mouse's back.
Oh God. How weird.
I just, yeah, I feel bad for the guy. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but it just that headline caught me. Man who received landmark pig heart dies of pig virus.
Yeah, that's scary.
Captain Obvious, you know, with the headline there.
One more thing that, you know, these scientists have to worry about now, you know? But yeah.
Well, I think they signed in that right to try bill, I think, is probably what supported this, because they have medications and stuff that aren't, you can't, and procedures that you can't do because they're not done with clinical trials, etc. Well, that's what years ago they signed in. I think Trump did it. It was called a right to try. So it's like that. You have a look. We have nothing for you, but we've got this experimental thing. We don't know about it yet, but you have the right to try it. And if it works, great. Right. If not, you're going to die anyway.
Right, exactly. You know, could be 2 weeks, could be 5 months, could be 10 years.
All right, there's a this is severe. This is no shit. This is all over. And I, trust me, I looked at this because I was like, no, this is bullshit. There is a shortage already in this country, and it's happening, and it's hitting us now. And you're going to find more shortages as we go. I think we found 2022's toilet paper. It's baby formula.
Dude, 100% agree. And you go into a store, that's exactly what the shelves look like. My kids are 2 and 4, and there is a special formulated baby formula for toddlers. And we got a free sample of it, and the kids like it. So every morning they get a sippy cup with 8 ounces of this particular toddler formula. You know, it has all the vitamins and stuff they need, and it has the brain building stuff that's in, you know, mother's milk. And every morning they get this one particular formula. We cannot find it anywhere. And we actually had to kind of forego for a couple days, the boys getting it, until I was actually able to order some online. And I couldn't even get it in Amazon. I had to go like to a specific website, to Enfamil themselves, and order it directly from there. And of course, I couldn't order one. I had to order four. So, you know, instead of it being, I think, like $100, it was $75 or something like that. So we saved some money, but I have, you know, four containers of this formula now, which should hold them over for 2 months. Wow. But yeah, you go into Walmart, that's what the shelves look like. You go into Winn-Dixie or Publix, it is a baby formula shortage. Not good.
No, it's not good at all, because, you know, there's a lot, like you said, this is like a supplement thing for the kids. They're a little bit older now, but imagine having kids that are breastfeeding age. That's their nutrition, and you don't breastfeed for some reason, and you need a formula. You know what I mean? I mean, yep. This is just a bad situation.
And they don't recommend that you switch formulas either.
No, right. Exactly.
Your baby is used to a specific formula, you know, style, taste, consistency, whatever the case may be. They're used to that. You switch into something else, it could screw up their whole system.
Yeah.
You know, temporarily, permanently, I don't know. But yeah, it is not cool that there is a baby formula shortage. And I thought it was like a one-day thing when we went to the store.
No.
And, well, you know, depending on the day, they might not be stocking that aisle that particular day. You know, they might be doing canned veggies or soup and not the baby aisle. And like, oh, okay, maybe tomorrow they'll have it. But yeah, we've gone back several times to more than one store and can't find.
Do they have that? Because you guys can shop on the base, right? Do they have it there? Or?
We haven't had to need to shop on the base for probably a couple weeks.
Because I would think the military purchasing would be clued into this. They usually do a pretty good job of securing things and having backup and redundancy. Yeah. And, you know,
last time we were there, that area was stocked. But, like, the other stores, you know, and we didn't need it at the time.
But it just begs the question, what's the average, you know, not the rich one who can go anywhere, do anything, not the person who, maybe there's somebody who, you know, doesn't have the means to be able to do what you were able to do and order it online and so forth. So, I mean, are your kids supposed to starve?
You punt. you back up and you punt. And you try something else. You know, you do what you got to do. You know, you just don't say, well, you know, you'll be fine. You can't do that. You go with plan B, plan C, and, you know, it's not always, it's not plan A. So it can, you know, be consequences.
Well, maybe if some companies focused on, I don't know, maybe not doing what Nespresso just had done to them. Are you familiar with Nespresso, Mike?
I always understand that they're like part of Nescafe, which is Nestle, and it's their coffee division.
I think so. This is according to NewYorkPost.com. Workers at an espresso plant in Switzerland were jolted awake this week when they found a half a ton of cocaine with a street value of $500 million in a container of coffee bean bags.
Don't you hate when it happens?
The shocking discovery was made at Nestle's factory in Romont in western Switzerland on Monday night. Staffers were unloading bags of coffee beans that had arrived. Hang on, let me switch pictures here. There you go. Had arrived in five shipping containers from Brazil, and they spotted an unidentified white substance. Cops were called to the facility, and the test performed on the powder confirmed it was 80% pure cocaine.
Wow.
Police said the drugs were estimated to be worth more than 50 million Swiss francs, or $50.65 U.S. dollars.
So, like, did they get the idea from Beverly Hills Cop to store the cocaine in coffee because the dogs can't smell the cocaine through all the coffee?
Well, plus, I mean, doesn't the cocaine and stuff come from, like, Colombia? That's right next door, but, I mean, are you not
all? It's
all. Yeah, they're all right there.
Wow. Wow. I wonder how badly that disrupts the supply chain of cocaine.
Well, I mean, when you have that much, I'm sure it's a lot. Cop said the cocaine was likely intended for distribution in Europe. I did reach out to a spokesperson from Nespresso, but of course George Clooney made no comment.
Nice. I like the way he says Nespresso. What else?
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Maybe Elon Musk bought Nespresso instead of Coke to put the cocaine back in. He said he was going to do that, right? Nice. Fill up the chip bags and.
Is that still a thing?
Anyway, I just thought it was pretty unique. So here's my question. Okay. Yes. You're working at this place and you find this shipment of cocaine. There's like a ton of cocaine. Ah, they're not going to miss a few grams here. Let me take this little bit and put it in my pocket. I mean, how much was really recovered?
Right. Exactly.
And yeah, how much did the cops go, well, this is still the largest bust. We'll just take 10 mil off the top.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's a retirement program, I think.
Yeah. Well, I told you about the time that I was at work and my part-timer comes in the back room. He goes, Mike, please tell me you're joking, right? You're busting my chops. I go, no, Joe. What are you talking about, Joe? He brings me out to the aisle to where he was unpacking plantains, which is a large banana usually used for cooking in the Caribbean islands and other areas, and proceeded to show me little brick about 8 inches by 8 inches by 2 inches wrapped in like a brown wrapper, kind of like meat packing wrapper, and taped with a strange masking tape, and comes out it was heroin, and we had two bricks of it, and initially we were like, ooh, what should we do with it? And then we're like, well, if we bring it into the city, someone will probably shoot us and take it. Yes. Anyway, and it's not like, you know, not like we're gonna make money off it. So we immediately dismissed that idea and had the manager of the store called the police, where they confiscated and tested it for heroin, and it was probably between the two packages about a pound. So let's see what a pound of heroin would cost. And of course this was back in 1996. All right, let's check.
I'm sure
it out.
Some of our listeners could tell you right away. They're screaming at the podcast. They're saying everybody knows a pound of heroin is this much money. Like, I'm supposed
exactly.
to do that.
Right? Okay, my voice text isn't working. Street value of a pound of heroin.
Great. Now, Google has your search history where you're looking for prices on a pound of heroin. That's good.
Nice, right? Well, it's all for street value of a pound of heroin. How much do drugs cost? The steep price of addiction. Street sales of heroin. Blah, 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 blah. Heroin and cocaine prices in Europe and USA. Cocaine retail prices. There's retail prices for cocaine?
Sure.
Cost of heroin. Why it's priced so cheap.
Fentanyl. All right.
The price of heroin depends on the factors. First, the type of heroin, as well as overall availability in the street. 24/7 heroin helpline. Yeah.
We still don't know how much a pound is. That's a lot of heroin, a pound.
The average U.S. price of 0.1 grams of heroin costs $15 to $20. All right. 0.1 gram. That's a lot. All right. So 0.1 gram is $20.
It's 28 grams in an ounce.
Well, this is 0.1, so we have to get to a gram.
Okay.
So $2,000 for a gram, 28 grams in an ounce, which I knew that too, surprisingly. Where'd my calculator go? Calculator. So $2,000 for a gram times 28 grams. That's $56,000. And, of course, times 16, because 1 ounce is 16.
$800,000?
$896,000.
Mike, you had $800,000 in your hand and you called the cops? You found a bag of money coming off the truck that everybody dreams of finding on their way home.
Right. but what do I do? Do I go to New York City and go to like the place with the big rock and just stand there until some ne'er-do-well comes along? And I say, hey, sir, kind sir, upstanding citizen, would you like to buy a pound of heroin?
Yeah, see, what you don't know is when the cop confiscated that heroin at your Pathmark, he was a Pathmark, right?
Right, yeah. He went to the city by the big rock.
Yeah, and he turned in, he goes, boss, you're never going to believe what happened today. I found half a pound of heroin at the Pathmark.
Yep, yeah. It's not who you know, it's who knows you. Yeah. Well, that's like, you ever coleslaw, you know, and you have that little blue tube of stuff. I forget what it's called.
Xanax.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like 0.2 ounces or 0.17 ounce. It comes out that stuff is like $28,000 for a gallon of it. Retail. Because you buy it for like, you know, 0.17 ounce for $15. You do the math, that stuff is like...
Yeah, but it works.
Whatever. Yeah.
And they got you because you don't want to, but you don't want to. They'll give you a gallon if you want, Mike, but it's $28,000. Or you could spend $15 on this little tube.
Right, exactly.
And, what are you going to do?
Stretch it.
The thing's hurting you. You're at the store looking for something.
Right? And people are looking at you weird like, oh, that guy's got herpes.
Nice. So Xbox and Samsung are kind of teaming up. There's an app coming to Samsung smart TVs for Xbox streaming only console.
Isn't Xbox Sony?
I'm just reporting the news. I would think that would be the natural thing, I would guess. Microsoft plans to release a streaming device that will let people play Xbox games without a console in the next 12 months. I thought about this. I thought, why aren't we doing this already? Polygon.com is reporting
this. So Xbox is Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's Sony PlayStation. All right, I got my shit together.
The device, which VentureBeat compared to Amazon Fire TV or Roku, will allow customers to access the Xbox Game Pass library via Xbox Cloud Gaming, along with streaming movie and TV platforms.
All right.
This is going to make the video game industry millions of dollars more, because they wouldn't make very much money on the hardware. That device that they're selling you for $600 at the store probably cost them $500 to build it, really, in reality, with what it was.
It probably now, a margin of that. It probably cost $38.
Because they know you're going to buy the games. They make the money on the games. They make the game one time, and then they just make 64 million copies of it.
Right.
But the Xbox hardware, they have to make a bunch of copies, and I'm sure it's streamlined, but they're not making a bunch of money on the consoles. So now you take out the fact that their profit margin is going to increase, is what I'm saying, because they're not having to get very little money for the consoles and wait for money on the games. They're going to charge you like Netflix and these other companies.
Right, exactly.
A monthly fee.
And plus, I'm guessing these video games will be online, and you won't have to have a disc, so there's no physical property that you need.
High-speed internet, you're going to have that, and you're going to use... So it's not even like you have to have... you know, that certain game. You could play a game the day it comes out and not even have to go to the store. I'm sure you can do that now anyway. I'm sure we're sounding like the two old grumpy guys and, duh, you can do that already on your Xbox. Well, yeah. But now you can do it through your TV.
Right.
Without having an Xbox.
I'm sure. I'll be.
You might want to start looking at that, Mike. Your kids are getting to be that age.
You can hold off on that as long as we can.
Oh, you're not going to let them consort with the robot race?
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully, we can hold off till junior high for that.
So but you're we'll going to let your kids be the only ones in their school that's never played a video game?
We'll see. When does this start? When does this video game thing start?
They said in the next 12 months.
Well, I'm saying for my kids, when are they going to start knowing that they're missing out?
Oh, I think it's important to get kids computer literate immediately.
Yeah. Well, my kids are
every Saturday and Sunday morning, they come in and they want the tablets. They want the tablets.
Oh,
they
okay. All right.
They want to get on. They want to get on the YouTube and watch. You know, things they can watch on TV.
Yeah.
They just want to watch it on the tablet.
Well, yeah. So if you were a kid and you had that a little miniature TV that you could carry around in your lap.
Yeah. Yep, they were beside themselves this morning. They needed their tablet.
Can you imagine being a 10-year-old or 12-year-old kid and getting sent back in time to the 70s?
They lose their mind.
Yeah.
Go outside and play with a stick? What do you mean?
Yeah. All right, we're sounding like the Get Off My Lawn guys here. I don't even know if I got Get Off My Lawn planned for this show. I don't think I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were never a big video game guy, were you?
Not really. I people always ask me, oh, you must be a good basketball player. You're 6'3", you're a tall guy, skinny, blah, blah, blah. I had a lack of hand-eye coordination, you know. I could stand up and, you know, hold myself up. And, you know, when people try to trip me, I can always catch myself. People try to push me over. You know, whatever the case may be, I never fell. You know, I have good coordination that way.
But they made that movie about you.
Forrest Gump?
White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I can dribble, jump, and dunk it, yeah. But, you know, dribble and try to run and
coordinate. You could dunk a basketball?
I used to.
Stop.
Back in my early 20s, late teens. but I have no hand-eye coordination. I can't play the piano. I can't play guitar. I can't do two things at different times. So I've had no coordination to play video games either. Like Asteroids, I think I got past the first screen once. Same with Centipede. You know?
Pac-Man?
No, can't do it, dude.
It was a pattern. You just had to learn the patterns of each screen.
Yeah, no, it's. I got things to do.
There's a place, and I'm sure there's one near you, but there's a place in Central Florida here. It's a retro arcade, and we went one night. That was a blast. They had all the old video games, old pinball machines and stuff that you may have grown up with, and you paid like $20 or whatever to be there.
It's also, yeah,
it was
that,
good.
That Disney quest to be that way.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's alcohol involved too, so you know.
Cool. I'll have to check it out one time.
So? The wife and I were looking at a generator not long ago, because the generator we have is several years old. It was built a long time ago, but we've kept it running. We've kept it checked up on. Well, we really haven't even started it the past couple years. We haven't needed to, and we kind of, just let it sit in the garage, so now I'm probably going to have to get a new generator because I don't want to be without power, dude. It's too freaking hot in Florida for that. I mean, I understand stuff happens. So I'm looking at getting another generator, and we're looking at the generator.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, hey, why don't we wait a couple weeks for that disaster preparedness tax forgiveness thing? Like they do it every year.
Right.
You can buy flashlights, batteries, all that stuff without paying taxes.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it makes sense, right? You're going to buy an expensive item like that. Yeah. Why pay the taxes? Well, Ron DeSantis has recently released an entire schedule of tax holidays. It's a $1.2 billion tax relief package to help Florida families save on essential items. There's going to be 10 upcoming tax-free holidays, which includes children's clothes and diapers. The items are expensive for families in the state and will provide major savings when added up. Diapers are one of the things you can't cut out of your budget. We have to have them, says Mother Elaine Carr. Carr is a first-time mom, and her daughter, Madeline, is 19 months old. Parents will go through about 3,000 diapers in the first year of a child's life. Mike, is that true? You've recently had kids.
It's 10 a day?
Well, it's a little less.